This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisio.
I'm your host, who usually panics under Jeopardy pressure, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to be doing a little bit of a twist of Jeopardy, but anime edition. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
We're going to be doing anime trivia, Jeopardy, kind of.
Kinda.
That's the best way I can explain it. Okay. So, here's how it's going to work, because Davis doesn't even know the rules, because I just gave up with the idea not too long ago.
I just showed up today.
This is from JeopardyLabs.com.
What is that?
It's a website.
Neat.
Obviously, I don't know why I need to say it was a website. They make a bunch of different Jeopardies. I don't know how hard this one will be. It doesn't say who made it. It's called Guess That Anime. It came out in February. I did do some other Jeopardies just to see how it worked and how the questions are. I did a few Legend of Zelda ones. Some of the questions are definitely made by people and don't make any sense. So we can fight that.
Excellent. In court.
Like one of them was about Link for 500. And it was, how does Link travel? And I was like,
with his legs?
I was like, I have a paraglider. And then it was like, feet, horse. It was like a bunch
of them.
Like, everywhere he's ever traveled.
Why is feet?
I don't know.
I know that was my joke answer. Like,
So here's how, and since it's not the one twist I'm going to say that it's not traditional Jeopardy is, I can see the answers when to double check if Davis is correct or if I'm correct. So usually in Jeopardy, if you buzz in and you guess it wrong, the person gets to jump in and take the answer.
Okay.
So instead, if you get it wrong, your opponent gets half of what that answer, that question was worth.
I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
So add a little weight. So if you pick up 500 and you get it wrong, the person gets 250.
Okay. All right.
Just to get rid of the buzzer aspect.
All right. I like it.
So
we should get a buzzer one day.
Yep. So there's, you know, it's like Class Jeopardy. I'll even show it up right here, you know. Kind of see it maybe, but here are the categories. It's 100 points to 500 points. Here are the categories. First category, anime opening. Okay. Second category, anime character image.
Okay.
Third category, anime trivia. Fourth one is anime ending, and the fifth one is anime opening two. So me and Davis, we will see how we do with this.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
And obviously, since I came up with the idea, set it all up and everything, Davis goes first.
Of course. You know what? Give me anime trivia for 100, Alex.
Oh, you're going 100. Okay. No. I am also not saying what is. I'm not doing the Jeopardy thing.
I was opening with for fun. This is a fun line. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm saying I'm not answering the questions with what is. Okay. You said anime opening 100? Going the simple one?
Yeah. Let's see what this is. Let's see what it is.
Nothing is happening.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
That's the joke. It's just a screenshot, and they got you. You've been punked.
They must...
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
Is there supposed to be music or something? I think there's supposed to be actual music. Well, we're not going to do that one.
All righty.
Off to a hot start. Technical difficulties. I didn't want to test it ahead of time.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. Yeah, I understand. We tested other ones, didn't you?
What do you mean?
You tested other
like trivia? Yeah, they worked. I didn't realize this one would like have like I clicked it and it. I don't know if there's supposed to be music or something happening.
Oh, it just let me see what's going on. It just froze in the thing.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And then you hit the whatever. All right, so we're gonna say fuck that one. All right.
This makes better podcast content anyway.
Sure. Let me just double check something here.
I should really start saving anything I clip out of this to just
all right,
like,
here.
Put together.
I switched it up. We're going to do this one's just anime. The categories are different. First category, same point system. First category, shonen. Second category, romance. Third category, classics. Fourth category, top 100 based on my anime list. And then the last one is OST, which I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. I feel like I've seen that before, but.
I think it's means the music in the show. And this one came out...
opening soundtrack.
What it is. This one actually came out 2 days ago.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's see if it works.
What are you starting with?
Let's go romance for 100.
Romance for 100. The Yuri anime that is also a genus.
Yuri on Ice, because the word was in there.
Incorrect. It is, what is citrus?
I have no idea. Here are 50 points for you.
Nice. I don't know what that means. Anything. This is going to be fun.
Oh, like my God. Oh, God.
I like this. All right. I'm gonna save Shonen, because that's probably what we're probably going to go for. And I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to go classic for 300. I'll just read it off
here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The anime about a family line that starts with beating up zombies with sunlight karate to fighting over people with the power of their spirit. Oh, I meant to add a timer. Count to 10 out loud.
1, 2, 3.
Is that four, not, 5. Oh my God.
6, 7.
Yeah, Yu Hakusho.
9. It's not. 10.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, that's a class. That technically would. I don't know if it's a classic. It just.
Okay, so you got 150 points on that one.
Yeah, buddy.
We should let. We'll let each other guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, I got to check the answer to see if you're right.
Yeah, that's fine. There's going to be a better way we can work this out. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go Shonen 100.
Shonen 100, okay. The anime where you fight fire alongside the power of God.
I'm going to say Fire Force. Fight fire along with the power of God.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's like the church and everything. Isn't it?
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. All
right.
Sense.
All right. So you're just going for the hundreds here, huh?
I just want to test the waters. I tested the level of the romance. Okay. The 100 level for the romance, I was hoping it was to be like something super easy. I have no idea what that was. All right. All right.
I'm going to go 200, top 100.
Okay.
All right. A sports anime, specifically basketball. The name derives from a maneuver done in basketball. It's Karuskio or something.
If that's close enough, I'll give it to you, because I don't remember the name. I think it's
Slam Dunk. Oh, what is it? Wait, hold on a second. Let me get it. I think that's a full name.
Watch, just what you tried to say. It was just Slam Dunk in Japanese.
No, this is literally just an anime called Slam Dunk.
There are two basketball. No, there's two volleyball anime out there.
Damn. All right. Well, that's 100 points for you. Next time, we'll have each other guess.
How about...
From here on out, you want to do that?
Yeah. How about the system is if I...
How about we just...
How about we just both guess? Yeah. Right. Whoever gets it right gets it right. It's fine. We can bang the system.
How far ahead of
you? I like this thing right now. I'm 200 points ahead of you right now.
That's fine. Okay.
All based on you. I'm not even going to count that last one. All right. We're switching the system up.
Next one. Pick.
Let's go, you know... Let's go Shonen for 400.
Oh, he's going ballsy.
Bury you.
An anime based on Kafka's Metamorphosis, spinning it as a tale of its own in Japan with subject of racial tension and morality taking its toll on the masses.
What the... And it's a Shonen? What the hell is Kafka's... Read that again to me.
Based on Kafka's Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis.
Metamorphoses?
Metamorphosis. Here you can... Yeah, there you go.
Amazing. Start counting.
Oh, yeah. 10, 9, 8, racial 7, tension. 6, 5, 4, 3.
I don't know. Mob 2, Psycho.
1. All right. You're going to say Mob Psycho. I was going to say Attack on Titan.
In Japan, though? It's not in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Tokyo Ghoul.
How is it? It's because the race of ghouls versus humans. I feel that's a species thing, not racial tension. Thank you very much.
Well, we both got that one wrong.
Yep. That sucks.
All right. Well, okay.
What the hell is Metamorphosis? I'm going to look that up after the show. That's so weird.
Is that the guy who... First, figured out. I don't know what it is.
All right, ghouls exist? I don't know. Well, little green ghouls.
I accidentally picked this one, so I'm going to go with it. It's OST for 400.
Alrighty.
The anime intro, whose name is a vehicle used in war, name both the anime and the song name. The anime intro, whose name is a vehicle used for war. Is that saying the intro's name? Is
it? Yes.
Oh, okay. So, count 10.
1, 2, 3. Tank. 5, 6, 7.
I would just assume it's Tank. 9. 10. It's a song, and then it's the one with the where they back. I don't know.
I'm gonna say Tank in 86.
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, if I get it right,
it was Tank was the song name.
I'm glad we both guessed Tank,
but it was Cowboy Bebop.
Really?
Did not know that was the name of the song.
Neat.
Okay. Well, we get no points for that.
Go. How's that a man in a tank? All right, okay, okay, all right, okay. All right, go ahead. Let me see the categories again. Sorry, I keep forgetting what they are.
Oh my god.
Shut up. Let's do top 100 based on male for 100.
Okay, that's my anime list.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
The number one anime as of 11/25/2020.
What?
This is
Full Metal Alchemist. Brotherhood.
Ah, that's what I would say.
2020?
That's what I would say. So, wait. 2020. I'll just throw one out there. I'm going to say 2020. I'll say Attack on Titan.
You might be right. That's my second
guess. It's Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, ooh, yeah. I got points.
If I got that as my first question, I would have said Full Metal Alchemist.
Nice.
It's always number one.
Nice.
It gets taken down every once in a while for like a few days or something when a new anime comes out, but it always ends up being back on top. All right, so I will go. We'll go Shonen for 500. An anime modeled after aspects of Nazism and philosophy while being oppressed under an unfair society killing monsters. That sounds like Attack on Titan, if I've ever heard of it.
I'm pretty sure it's Attack on Titan.
Come up with something else.
It's killing monsters? I don't know. Bleach.
It's Attack on Titan!
That's 500! That's 500! That's 500! That's so stupid! That's so stupid! I hate anime! Oh, the anime community sucks! Ooh, we like Attack on Titan so much, we're gonna put it at 500. That's not a hard question!
I know,
that was the easiest question we've had!
It really was.
They made Tokyo, yeah, they made Tokyo Ghoul one of those insane things! AOT, Nazis and monsters! Like, really, guys? Oh my god.
Take it.
That's so friggin'
whoever made
stupid.
This.
Give me Shonen for 400. I want to see what they put at 400.
Already done that.
Give me Shonen for. What do we got left on there?
200 and 300.
Let's do 300.
Okay. The anime where the personas of the sins of humanity fight against powerful antagonists.
Oh, so. Wait. Say it again?
The anime where the personas of the sins of humanity fight against powerful antagonists.
Oh, so. Bleach?
Okay, I'm going to say Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, I'm a bit.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Shit. That sucks. I want those 300.
That was 300, yep.
Ooh, you got ahead of me real fast.
All right, I'm up again. I'm going to go classics for 400. The anime where Omaiwa no Shindori comes from. One Piece.
What weeb did this? Bleach, I don't know.
Fist of the North Star. Oh, come on. Oh, no. Omiwa no.
You know? Oh, yeah.
If I heard it.
If anyone else but you had said it.
No, not anyone.
You can't pronounce things.
It's the deep voice. It's the deep voice.
I guess that's fair. Okay.
Oh, well. I'll deal with that. We're almost done with this. All right. That was 400. Neither of us got that. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Give me classics for 500.
Classics for 500. The anime where the main character is the antagonist of the world and fights to make the world his. He fights against figures that are known by a single character using primarily the power of their wits. I know this one.
What? You do?
Yeah.
It is a classic. Read it again for me.
The anime where the main character is the antagonist of the world and fights to make the world his. He fights against figures that are known by a single character using primarily the power of their wits. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I don't know. Berserk. I can't think of anything.
Death Note. It's Death Note.
That's not a classic.
I
don't like that. That's too modern to be a
classic. That's 500 points for me.
That's too modern to be a classic. I disagree with this list, but okay.
Because L has a single letter.
That makes sense.
And it's always battles of wits.
That makes sense. Oh boy, you crested 1,000.
All right. Screw it. Actually, no, I'm going to keep it easy. I'm going to go classic for 100. I'm going to play it safe. I'm doing pretty well. I'm going to classic for 100. The anime that makes its characters fight each other with cards with a lot of Egyptian references. Give me 10 seconds. I don't know. Yu-Gi-Oh? It's Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yep.
It's Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's 100 stupid. I started strong in this.
I like how we're aggressively avoiding the romance category. In the OSD category.
Give me top. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to do that. Give me top 100 for 300.
Okay. An anime that is primarily comedy, but is regarded as having the best fleshed out characters, backstory, and one of the best sob stories for each of its characters.
Kaguya Sama Love is War.
I'm not going to have a guess because I think you're right, actually.
Okay.
Nope, and this actually makes way more sense than I should have said it. Gintama. I didn't have a guess there, so no one gets points. But that makes a lot of sense. That makes so much sense. I kind of hate it. It gets all over
shit.
It. All right, I'm going to go OST 100.
Okay.
The OST that says the Japanese word zen the most. Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You let's see guess. What happens. Come on, oh, just throw an anime.
It says zen the most?
Yeah.
Yu Yu Hakusho. That's not it, but...
Your name.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I wasn't expecting that. Actually, I don't hate that. That shouldn't have been 100. Let's point that out. That should have been like a 400.
Let's do top 100 for 400. F that room, I can't. Okay. Category.
The anime about finding the meaning of being human.
Finding the meaning of being
human. Remember, it's like, so it means like it's a super popular anime. Because it's
Yeah.
Finding the meaning of being human. I'll give you 15 seconds on that one. 5, 4, 3,
2, 1,
10, 9, 8, 7,
6. I don't know. I feel foreign. I'm going to say Parasite.
2, 1, okay. I'll say 2 Your Eternity. We should have got this. Violet Evergarden.
Shit.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that is very popular,
too. It's a good anime, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right, I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to go Romance for 300.
Oh, boy.
An anime where the girl with cancer dies, but not from cancer. You're lying, April?
I feel like you're right, but doesn't she die?
She dies in surgery.
Yeah, I think that you might be right.
But to me, that kind of...
I don't know. Ohana no Flowers. I don't know.
I want to eat your pancreas.
I have heard of that.
Yes.
I have no idea what the concept is, though. Didn't know. I thought she had
cancer.
I don't know yet. Oh, is the cancer eating her pancreas? Is that the story?
I don't know.
That's kind of sad.
That is super sad.
And kind of a terrible name, then. Now, a little funny, but kind of a terrible name.
About it. I didn't know what it was about.
Oh, God. You know, let's finish out that 100 category, even though I've never gotten it once, for 500.
Okay. All right. The anime that teaches that life is short, school should be about having fun rather than learning.
All anime ever.
Think of a really popular anime. It's got to be really popular. Anime that teaches that life is short. School should be about having fun rather than learning.
It's a high school one. It's really popular. I don't fucking know. Orin High Host Club.
I mean, that's a pretty good one. I'll say Laid Back Camp. Great Teacher Onizuka.
No idea.
Never heard of it.
Alrighty.
Well, that category was a waste.
Yeah, that was... Yeah,
you got the Fullmetal Alchemist out of
it. I got that one. That's it. Let's go.
Alright, I'll go Romance for 200. The anime where both people in the relationship love someone else and are using each other as a substitute. Oh, I should actually feel like I know this one. But I don't. So, Oba Orange.
Apothecary Diaries.
Scum's Wish. Yeah, I have heard of that, actually.
Let's do classics for 200.
All right. The anime where the plot is harder to understand than... understanding the quantum physics. It deals with... you got this.
Is it Steins Gate?
No, hold on.
I'll finish it on that.
It deals with mechs combined with aspects of religion and depression. It's an anime you can't understand, and it deals with mechs and religion.
With mechs and religion? I mean, there's two that do that, though.
Gee, but you don't understand it. All right, whatever. Go on. Pick a guess.
What?
Take a guess.
You don't understand. Oh, is it Evangelion?
I'm going to say Gurren Lagann just in case. It's Evangelion.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's harder to understand.
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay, how much?
It's 200.
It's 200? Ooh, okay. Still not in this.
I'm going to do Shoin for 200. The anime where almost everyone has superhuman powers. My Hero Academia. But that's almost like any anime.
Dragon Ball Z.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
I guess because they're specifically superpowers. Yeah. But technically,
They're quirks, technically. Yeah, but technically, so, actually.
But technically, Naruto, they all have superpowers. I mean, Dragon Ball, they all have superpowers.
Fairy Tail. Yeah, but Naruto goes a ninjutsu, it's magic.
Yeah, like, yeah. All right.
Oh, God, what we got left here? The only things that can save me are the romance category right now.
OST, right? We haven't gone that low on OST either.
Let's go OST for 300.
Okay. Well, actually, I don't know. An OST that has the majority vocalized in German.
Oh, I have to know the name of it, don't I? Oh, shit.
Just say the anime.
I think it's Attack on Titan.
I think you might be right.
I don't know,
but I'm just going to say...
Wait. No, that's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... 86. let's see. It's Attack on Titan!
Yes!
300 points for you.
Yes. God, I'm still so far away.
Okay.
To double my score.
I'll go OST 200. The anime opening where midway the main singer switches from the mature lady to a child and back again. Oh, I don't know. Boto, the one where it's like, the one we all know where she's like walking, Boto Gori, whatever, something like that. That's what I'm going to say.
Is it a romance anime?
No, it's just any anime.
Oh, any anime? Oshinoko.
Guilty Crown, My Dearest, is the name of the song, but Guilty Crown.
Oh, okay. She what?
She like is a woman, and then she's like a child.
Oh, in the opening? Yeah. Oh, pff, yeah, I don't know.
We're down to
OST 500, baby!
The OST that features the Finnish instrument Kenteli, the anime in question is about tanks. You can name the OST... name for 750 points, or just the anime for 500.
I'm gonna go
with anime.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the anime. If it's best about tanks, I'm gonna say it's 86, 86.
No, not for Arthur. I'm sorry. I'll say there's nothing else about tanks. I'm gonna say Gundam.
I swear to God, if it's Gundam.
I have to look at what this means. So give me a second here.
All right, bum bum bum. We're doing Jeopardy.
Because it has panzers in the name, but I don't know.
Panzer's a tank.
No, but I think they gave us the...
the name of the tank was? The name of the opening?
Yes.
Got it. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't feel like there's another anime. Like,
no, it's just called Girls on Panzer.
Girls on Tank? Is yeah. Essentially what it is. Girls yeah. on Panzer?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it to anime. I did not think they could make it... I didn't think they could make tanks all weeby, but they did it.
They did it.
Nothing is safe.
All right, how many points am I ahead?
I have 850. You have 1,650.
All right. Wait, you have 850?
I have 850.
And I got 1,650.
Oh,
I'm a lot. Okay, I'll say this.
You're over half.
If you can get these last two combined, get both of them, because they're in the romance category, I'll say you win.
Okay, sure.
You got to get both of them, though.
Sure.
Okay. This is the 400 one. An anime between a fox goddess and a businessman.
Oh, no. I think I know it. It's Spice and Wolf?
It is!
Yes! Oh. Never seen it!
Oh! All right. Whew. There's a hint for this one.
That was 400, right? Just
yep. Right. An anime where the guy disappears after touching a young boy. Hint, the guy in question is immortal and was the girl who loved him, knew them since was a child. That's what it says. I'm reading it. The anime also deals with spirits and the like. I'll let you read it.
Let me read that, yeah. Anime where the guy disappears after touching a young
Can you boy. Read that bottom hint out loud?
This is romance, right? Okay, yeah. Hint. The guy in question is immortal and was the girl who loved him, knew him since she was a child. I think they're missing an and in there.
Yeah.
The anime also deals with spirits and the like.
All right.
Anime where the guy disappears after touching a young
seconds.
Boy.
One, two.
Where does he go?
Three, four, five, six.
It's a romance
seven,
anime?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
I don't know any more romance
15, anime. 16, 17, 18.
Apothecary Diaries.
I'm going to say Fruits Baskets.
That's not right.
Oh, it's in Japanese.
Shit. Albino. Disappearing after. What a weird concept.
He's like touching a boy. It's like, let's pretend we didn't read that.
Correct.
Okay. It is. Once I pull up the Japanese show. Oh, I've actually seen this one.
What?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's called Hatarobi no Mori.
I need a cover.
This is the cover of it. He wears like a fox mask.
Yeah, no.
He's just like our friend.
Okay. That's good. I really hope that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had it there for a second, too. Oh, I got excited, but you got Spice and Wolf.
So fucking close. I was so...
Okay, what was the final points?
Wait a second. If I had gotten both of those, I would have won anyways, point-wise.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Oh, that's why I said it, because
I did the math.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were just like, oh, these are the final two. It's like, no, I just would have won. Hang on a second.
I'm saying I won't answer one of them to give you a chance.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. I ended up with 1250. You had 1650. All right. First round of Jeopardy done.
I think, guys, it was the first round of Jeopardy. Give us a little break. It was a little... meh.
Yeah.
But I think we will do more of these.
Yeah, this
I think
is fun.
There were a lot,
this
of,
a lot of fun.
I think
a lot
it's a
of
lot
fun.
Of fun.
Disagree with several answers, but yeah.
We disagree with the... Oh, you disagree with the categorization of them.
Yes.
That's my only problem with these ones is it's just like, it's hard for us since, you know, if we get more listeners on the podcast, it would be easier for us. It's hard for us to vet these kind of things because I can't look at the answers.
Yeah.
Because I like this to play... It's fun because we got to...
Oh, it's way more fun to
It's way
more
fun when
yeah.
we get
yeah,
to
yeah.
play against each other.
Yeah.
So I think... I was thinking, you know what we should do? Watch your gravy get made here. I was thinking, you know what we should do? We should each have a trivia categories based on the person. Like, I'll do, like, a David trivia. It's like Lord of the Rings, this. And, like, we roll a die.
I like that. It's a good
first
idea.
One to get, like, 10 questions right wins or something like that.
I like that one. Yeah, all right.
More Jeopardy. There's so much Jeopardy.
Let's do a bunch
there.
Of those yeah, then. Yeah, yeah. I'm down for that. Down for that. Yes, more content. More content. More easy content.
And it will be a lot smoother next time.
Yes, we got it this time.
Exactly. I thought the way the answers were, the half point thing was better, but definitely just us both taking cracks at it.
Yeah, that's way a lot more fun. Yeah.
And that one was hard.
Yeah, it was.
That was
Holy
really
crap.
Hard.
We got most of those answers wrong.
That was a wee one.
Yeah, that was super wee.
There's one I did want to do. That one category said underrated. I was like, oh
those gonna be hot takes.
Or just the weirdest things I've ever heard of.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We'll definitely run it back. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.